welcome the fellows that are new to YU. First, a few things before we begin shiur, okay? First thing is I want to dedicate today's shiur. Today's my father-in-law's yahrzeit, ninth yahrzeit. His name is Yosef Yehuda ben Avram Aaron. Maybe at the end of shiur we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about him when we do halacha. A few things just from the beginning. Attendance by us in our shiur is paramount. And that means Seder and Shir. And if a person puts in the effort and works hard, they'll get an A, even if they get an 80 on the Bechina. Okay? They get at least an 80. Okay? But if a person doesn't put in the effort and you're not showing up, then there's nothing to be makel on if a person doesn't show up. And therefore, that's why we're here in Yeshiva to engage in Torah Mada. And obviously, you have to put the effort in. And Yossi and myself will help you to find Chavrusa. And that's very important. You should try to have a Chavrusa. It really is ideal that you have a Chavrusa rather than learning on your own. And please let us try to help you on that. Okay, let me give you my phone number. If I could be of any help with any questions that come up, whether it's in learning or anything else, with Siyat HaDishmai, I'd be of help. I'll give you my home phone. My home phone is 973-594-4947, and please don't hesitate if you need help with anything that could be of help, Bezir Hashem. Okay? Very good. Okay, so that's the that's the story. Okay, let's begin. We are in the new sugya now on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Okay, the Gemara introduces a very fascinating story. And there are a lot of different nekudas that emerge from the sugya. So we have to take one at a time and make sure we try to get every point very clear. Okay? So let's begin with the Gemara on the bottom, four lines on the bottom. Rava Bar Sharsha. Okay? I should also mention before we begin, on Tuesdays, the end of shiur, like today, we try to do something in halacha. And on Sundays, many times, we'll do something in halacha as well. Some may be connected to the parsha. And on Thursday, end of shiur, we have chumash. Okay? Tuesday, we know, is early shiur at 11. And Sunday shiur is 11:30. And I want to stress from the very beginning, Sunday is of utmost importance as well for attendance. Okay, very, very important. And it should be treated like any other day of the week. Okay, very important. We always say, especially when you come to America, right, it's very important that we treat Sunday just as much as any other day. Okay, let's see the Gemara, four lines on the bottom. Okay, Yitzi, go ahead, read the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside. Go ahead. Rava.
Rava Bar Shishim Nava Galei Kala.
So Rav Bar Sharshum, there was a rumor went out about him that he was eating land of orphans, which is not a good thing, obviously. Okay? Meaning to say that someone had died, and he's sitting there eating off the fruit of orphans of field, which is a very, very negative connotation. Okay? And the Kol went out about this. Let's see the Rashbam from the very outset. Go ahead, Yitzi. Four lines on the bottom. Go ahead. The Rashbam in the very bottom. Go ahead. Three lines, rather. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, the Bach adds in Rava Bar Sharshim, okay?
Rava Bar Sharshim, Nafa Gale Kala, the Ka'achel Ara of Yasme.
Go ahead.
And before Shle Kame, the Mashkun Haisa.
That's low.
Ad Asha. Shekulu Shone Mishikanta.
Mashkanta, okay? What does this mean? This was a Mashkin. The Gemara has in Bob Mitzir and Afsamach Zion the following. Gemara says above Mitzvah, Daf Samach Zayin, there's something called a Mashkanta de Sura. In the city of Sura, they used to have a minig. You have to get new, sorry, I forgot to remind you. Okay? But it says Mashkanta de Sura. There's a halacha. In the city of Sura, they used to have a minig. Minig was as follows. I lent money to someone, $100,000. He doesn't have the cash to pay me. We do a contract that says that I can eat on the field for 2 years, let's say. Okay? You got it? I lent the guy $100,000. Mashkanta de Sura means I get a field as a mashkon in return because he has no cash, and I will eat that field for 2 years. Now, the problem with that is that you know how much fruit I eat over 2 years? I eat $200,000 worth of fruit. That should be a problem called what, guys? Ribbis. Excellent, guys. The loan was $100,000. The deal is I can sit on the field for $200,000. That should be $100,000 of ribbis. Why is that acceptable? This is what is considered, David, we got this? This is what is considered to be acceptable. Why is it acceptable? Should be a problem of ribbis. Who asked this kasha? Tosus asked this kasha in Bobetzian Samach Zion on the base. And the answer that is given from Tosfos is, Tosfos says that it's considered to be a mechira. When I have that field for 2 years, it's not on loan. It's not considered to be only collateral, David. What is it considered to be? It's considered to be a sale. It's mine. And when you do a deal like that where you sell something, then there's no problem with ribbis. Because ribbis is only instituted in the context of what? Of a loan. This is not a loan. I took the land, I bought the land, and that's it. Finished. And therefore, don't give me any questions of ribbis. This is what it means, mashkanta de tzura. Okay? So please get that down. That's exactly what the Rosh Pam is referring to when he says this. Okay, you got to know that. And that's what he means. And we're talking about a case that those 2 years were completed. You know, I should add in 3 years. Instead of two, our example will be three. Go ahead, Yitzi. V'ilkach.
V'ilkach nafag alei kol shel edus emes d'mehashto ika ara diasme.
Oh, so there was a kol that went out. Edus shel emes d'mehashto ochel ara diasme. Yes? So what does it say? It says there was a kol that went out, Edus Emes, that he's eating Ahashta Achel Arad Asmi. Go ahead, next Rosh Bam.
Mishakanto Gaboy Meavuhon Habe. Mishakanto de Sura.
Oh, Mishkanto de Sura, go ahead.
The Kisve Hacha Mishalim Shnei
Ilin. When these years are completed, the 3 years, go ahead.
Tebuk Ara. Below Kasef.
The land should go back to the original guy without any money. Oh, and the days of the... You see what he says? In the days of the father, he ate Achal Toshnei Chazaka. In the days of the father, he ate Achal Toshnei Chazaka. So he ate the 3 years while the father was alive, and the call comes out that he's what? That he's eating Shnei Chazaka. Okay. Now, what's the shot in this Rashbam? What is Rashbam saying? Again, we said it's Mishkanta de Tzura. And everyone follow that? When the years are completed, you give the field back. You don't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay for it. Problem is, why is that not ribbis? Because we claim it as a sale. Fine. Okay. Now, what does it mean, this kol? So we're going to offer now three different pshatim in the Rashbam. Three different pshatim, what exactly this kol is. Okay, let's get it. Firstly, the Gedulei Shmuel points out that there were Edim that the karka was the father's. And the kol was that he's eating what? He's eating b'mashkanta. Okay? So the Gedulei Shmuel says that the pshat in Rashbam is that the kol was shahaya shel aviyem, that it was the father's. And there is a kol going out there, v'kol, the kol was considered to be what? I'm sorry, there was what? Aiden. There was Aiden. Shahaya karka. There were Edim Shayakarka Shalavim Vakol, and the kol was Haya that he was eating b'mashkanta. The kol was considered to be that he was eating b'mashkanta. Shaya Ochel Achshav, Shaya Ochel Achshav b'mashkanta. Okay? So this is the first shot we want to offer in Rashbam. We got it? There were Edim. It's a confluence of Edim and kol. There were Edim that it was the father's. And there was kol that he was eating it now b'mashkanta. That's exactly the way the Gedulei Shmuel says. Thing that's a little bit bizarre about that is what? Is that the kol and the Edim are not on the same topic. It's a little bit strange. The simplest reading of the Rashbam is that the kol and the Edim should be on the same topic. According to the Gedulei Shmuel, they are not. The Edim, there were Edim that it was the fathers, and there's kol. There's that he's eating now b'mashkanta. Okay, a little bit difficult. Nachlos Moshe says he's not comfortable with that. So he offers two other pshatim. This is what he offers. The first pshat that he says is that there was a laz. There was a laz, but this laz was of credible guys. Wasn't like guys sitting on the street in the street corner. And they just schmooze. And we don't know if they're Yoshve Kronos. This was kol of Anshe Emes. It was a kol of Anshe Emes. It's a real kol that was considered to be huchsuk bebezdin. It was a lav, and the kol was huchsuk bebezdin. Huchsak bebezdin, meaning it was a serious, serious call. Huchsak bebezdin, it was a serious call, and therefore it weren't jokers that we're talking about it. We're not talking about jokers. Okay, we're talking about guys that are what? Not Yoshve Kronos, which the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, that they're jokers. Talking about guys that were, there was a call that went out, call Huchsak bebezdin, that this is considered to be what? This is a real call, and since it was a real call, he's not able to say what? He's not able to say that what he bought it later in the Gemara that we'll get to position. Huchsak bebezdin shahaya shel who? Shel aviv. Okay? So you got the difference between the first two pshatim. First two pshatim was there were really ate him, there was the vien, and there was a kol that is eating mashkata. It's a little bit shvir. So the Rosh Achas Moshe says, the reason why it's shvir is because the ate him and the kol are not talking about the same topic. So the Achas Moshe says, I don't think that's a pshat in Rashbam. I'll tell you what I think the pshat in Rashbam is. The pshat in Rashbam is that there was a kol straight up. There was no ate him. But the call was from credible guys that was taken seriously, not just jokers on the street. Okay? That's what it means, Huchsak bebezdin. It was a call, a real legitimate rumor that the bezdin took seriously because they knew it was from what? From guys that know what's going on. Business guys, okay? Real estate guys. It wasn't guys that are just sitting on the street all day. That's a second shot. Then the Nachlas Moshe offers a third shot, which is follows. And that is that there were Edom. However, the Edom are not here anymore. It was Kolo Shel Edus. Kolo Shel Edus. Kolo Shel Edus. Meaning, Shehaya Edus, the Edom Halchu L'Medina Sayam. The Edom have what? Have hit the road, and they have gone across the ocean, and we cannot find them anymore. But that's what it means, that it's considered to be Edus Kol of Edus Emes. That he's eating Ara the Yasmim, and the Edom have what? The Edom have what? Have gone to Medina Siam. Okay, so therefore we assume that if the coal would not have gone, the coal's a very strong coal, because the coal is saying that Edom said that it was the father's, and he's actually eating what? Eating now the Yasmim's property. Okay, so this, I would say of the three pshatim in the Rashbam, I would say, I mean, who are we? But I would say the third pshat, I think, is the most best pshat. Because the Rashbam said, as Yitzi read it very nicely, he said, Kol shel edus emes. What does it mean, a kol shel edus? Is it a kol, or is it edus? Right? So the first pshat incorporates both, but in two different topics, which is a little bit shvir, like we said. That's a gedulah shvur. Second pshat ignores the kol, the edus part, and says it's totally what? A kol. But that wasn't the words of the Rashbam. The third shot, I think, really hits the spot. Because the third shot is a combination of both. There was Avis, and they've hit the road, and there's a call out there that they testified in a certain basement. So I would say if the three shot, then let's go with the third one. Okay, we got to know all three. But I think it fits the Lashon Rashbam very, very well. Okay? Everyone got this clore? We got it clore? One sec, Aaron. You got it? Everyone got this clore? The three of them shocking. Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
But the Rashbam says that he was already there. He was already.
Yeah.
Then wouldn't the coal have to be better than just that it was once their father? It was once their father's? Because he said, he could say that I bought it from their father because he was there 3 years while his father was alive.
Which one?
And
The second one, it was a coal that it was what? It was considered to be.
His father's.
Yeah, it was a kol shahayish olivet, and now it's the somers.
But the Rashbam says that that Rabbi Bar Shushim was there.
Yeah, but the only way that we know that it was the father's was through a kol. That's all. The only way.
Meaning, but if he ate there for 3 years while his father was alive, he could claim that he bought it from the father.
Right, but he hadn't. He hadn't done that. He ate it as a mashkanta. He was on the land because it was a mashkanta. Because he lent the money. And he was on the land, just having it turn out to be 3 years.
So shouldn't he have a migo that he could have said he bought it from the father?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is going to say. That's exactly the Gemara. You bring out a good point. I don't want you. You guys got to get that point. He had to be on there 3 years, but the 3 years because it was a mashkanta.
But what?
The 3 years were a mashkanta. But it turns out that it's 3 years. So that's the question that he has later in the Gemara. Maybe he has a migo to say that it could have bought it. Right? But it was under the umbrella of a mashkanta. Okay?
When did the call come out? Is it within the...
We're going to have to see that. So machloikas, we have to see. We'll have to see if Tosas and Rosh Hashanah are arguing that. We know we got to get to that. Okay, look. Real quick, Yitzi. Yeah, go ahead.
Why does Nachas Moshe give the second shot then? Why does he even give it?
Because it's possible to say that it's a call. I mean, it's possible to say it was just a call. It's a possibility to say, once you say kolos shel edus, you meant to say it was a credit. What does kolos shel edus say? What does the word atus?
It just means it's a really good
call. Exactly. Atus doesn't mean literal atus. Good point. It just means it's a serious call. Well said. That's another way of saying it's a serious call. Okay, atus, usually we always think of atus mamish. That's why the third shot is. But you can hear it. You can hear it. So I want you to see, you got to be in tune to reading the Rashbam. Okay? What does he mean to say? Three different possibilities what the Rashbam is saying. Okay, let's turn to Tosus now. Okay? Go ahead, Yitzi. Let's see Tosos.
Go ahead.
So what does Tosa say? Tosa says the coal came out that it was of the orphans. And don't say that what the coal came out that originally was what? Was of the fathers. And now what? And now we don't know. Why not? Why not? Because then what? To say that I bought it wouldn't contradict the coal. They're two different phases in history. First you have a coal that was whose? The father's. It was the father's. But now it's mine. I bought it. There would be no problem. The Gemara is going to say later on, we'll get to it, Bez Hashem, today, when we read the Gemara, that you're not believed to say Lekucha Biyadi. He's not believed to say I bought it, because it gets a coal. If the coal was that it was the father's, and he says he bought it, that's not a stira. It was once the father's, and now he bought it. The Gemara says black on white, you're not believed to say that he bought it. So obviously the coal must be that it's considered to be the assomment. If it's considered to be the assomment, then that's a problem. You can't say Lekucha Biyadi, that it's mine, I bought it. It's not yours, it's the assomment's. You're against the coal. You're against the coal. So this is what the Gemara, is going to say according to Rav Bar Sharshim. Tosos deals with, this is what I want you to bring out. The Rashbam dealt with what exactly the content of the coal was. Tosos deals with the timeline. Okay? Now we're going to see this possibility that they argue. Okay? We're going to see there's a possibility that they argue. But I want you just to get it analytically. Rashbam dealt with what the content of what the coal was. And Tosos deals with the timeline. Okay? And Tosos says the coal is that, is the Yisomim's. Otherwise, if the coal is just the Avim, you could just simply say that it was considered to be what? That it was considered to be Lekucha Biyadi, because it was the father's, and then we said what? Then we said it was bought. Okay? Yeah, Yossi.
Is it possible that Rabbi Bar Sharshim holds of what Tosos says that don't say?
Okay, we have to see what the... Let's see when the coal emerges, okay? Right. Let's see when the coal emerges. Okay, Yitzi, Vaitu Nagamar. Go ahead.
Amar le Abaye, Emo le Izi Gufe Duvda, Hichi Havi.
Exactly. So Abaye says, you know, tell me exactly what the story is, okay? Because I'm hearing this coal about you're doing an improper thing, and you're eating what? You're eating fruits of orphans, and it's improper. So let's tell me the story. Go ahead.
Amar le ara be mishikunta habe niktina me'adulam diasme.
Excellent. I lent the father $100,000. I was given the land as a mashkan detzura. Go ahead. But I had another loan also that was owed to me by the father. Go ahead. And I've eaten on here for 3 years. Meaning, that was our deal. The contract was, I lent him money. He said he had no cash to pay me back. I took the field for 3 years and I ate it. It was $200,000. Problem of ribbis. We answered what? No problem. We view it as a what? As a sale. Excellent. Tosa says it was above and see. No problem. But the 3 years have ended and I was in a dilemma because I was owed another $100,000 by the same father. And I did not want to. Go ahead. Biter.
Amina, I mehadrina le ara liyasma.
Right, he takes out the word law, the bach, right? If I remove the excellent, if I return the land to the assomment, go ahead. The amina. And I have another what? And you owe me other money, another $100,000. Go ahead.
Right.
There is a halacha. What's the halacha? This is a famous din that we got to know it. What's the din? You're never allowed to collect money from orphans unless you take a what? Unless you take a shvuah. Unless you take a shvuah. Now, what's a shvuah? So, let us introduce the concept of shvuah. Okay, we have to give a short introduction to this, the concept of shvu. Okay, I want you to get it. There's something called shvu sadayanim. If there's a fight between two litigants, there are shvus that basically can impose on a guy. For example, number one, motive b'miksas. Let's say I say to someone, sir, you owe me $100. I lent you. He says, I know you owe me money, but I only owe you 50. I paid you the other 50. Motive b'miksas, he's kind of a shvu. And this is a shvu d'iraisa. And what I mean to say is, well, Bez Hashem, the sugyas that are vaiter, Rabbi Abba has a chiddush, let's write down the din, that he says, well, let's say I don't want to, he says, I don't want to take a shvu. I'm not interested in taking a shvu. I'm not interested in taking shvus. You know what? You're not interested in taking a shvu? Then pay the money. Pay the full 100. Rabbi Abba has a famous din called Mitoch She'eno Yochol L'shava Mishal. You don't want to take the shvu? We make you pay. That's what Rabbi Abba says. That's what a shvu sadayanim is. They force you to take a shvu. You don't want to take the shvu, you got to pay the cash. That's Rabbi Abba's din. Motive be miksas, number one. Number two. Second type of shvu d'iraisa is eid echer. An eid echer comes and says, Mr. X owes me $100,000. He says, I know what you're talking about. You know what Bezin says? If you think you don't know what you're talking, if you think the Erechad doesn't know, you don't know what he's talking about, take a shvuah to it. You don't take a shvuah, you gotta pay. Mitoch shen yochel shalom, mishalom. Number two. And number three. Shvuas hashomer. Shvuas hashomer. Shvuas hashomer means to take care of shomer chinam. You're giving a basketball to watch for a month. Comes the month, he says, give me my basketball back. The shomer says, number one, shalom pashati, I wasn't negligent. Number two, shein b'rishuso, it's not in my domain. I have no idea where the basketball is. And number three, I didn't dribble the basketball. I didn't use it for my own purposes. Shlichus yad, you're not allowed to use the object if you're a shomer chinam. I wanted to practice my dribbling. You're not allowed to. Now, there's a big machloikis. Are these three distinct shvuas, or is there a base shvua, and you're magalgal the other two off it? Is anyone familiar with the concept called Gilgal shvua? Gilgal shvua is a Gemara Kedushin on Daf Chav Vav, where a woman says, Va'amra isha amein amein. If a woman is married to a man, and the man gives her kinui, he warns her not to have yichu with Mr. X. He warns her in front of 280. Number two, she has yichu with that Mr. X in front of 280. That's called stirin. But we don't know if they were mizana. What do? That's called a suffix sota. We take her up to Yushalayim, and she drinks the waters. If she's guilty, she blows up. She's innocent, she's given a bracha. But when we take her to Yishalayim, we make her take a shvuah that she was never mezana ever. She wasn't mezana with this man. And then we're magalgal. You know what magalgal means? We roll shvuahs on her that she never was mezana with any other man. She wasn't mezana when she was an arusa. If you have a regular married woman, you can't just force her all of a sudden to take a shvuah she never was mezana. That's ridiculous. But since I already forced her to take a shvuah on this guy because she's a suffix sota, I can roll on her different shvuahs. It's like lamashal, have the level of those. In certain states, they won't give you a speeding ticket. They will give you a speeding ticket, but they won't give you a ticket if you're not wearing your seatbelt straight up. If they catch you for speeding, then the magalgal on that, you're not wearing a seatbelt. But on its own, they won't. Okay? So therefore, a suffix sota, she takes a shvuah. It says, Amra Misha, V'amra Isha, it says, V'amra Isha, Amen, Amen. So why do we get on to this? Because there's a discussion, a shvuah shomrin. Are these three distinct shvuahs? Or is like one of them the base, and you roll the other two on it? And then there's a whole machlokas, which one is the base? Okay? But this is all under the category called Shavuos HaShomer. If the Shomer says, I don't want to take a shvu, you know what Beis Din says to him? Then pay the basketball. All these three shvuos, Motiv Mixus, Eid Echad, Shavuos HaShomer, which Shavuos HaShomer is broken down to these three, which either the three distinct, or it's a Gilgul Shvu. Gilgul Shvu, we know from this din of a Savik Sota. Any one of those three, you don't want to take a shvuah, you pay. What's the common element of all these three shvuahs, though? Someone tell me. What does the shvuah accomplish for you? Potters you. Excellent. Very good, yes. Poter. Shvuahs, poter. Poter. Okay? Shvuahs, the way we write it is niftarim. Niftarim. It potters you. Okay? That is a shvuah d'oraisa. And it has all the underpinnings of being d'oraisa, meaning to say, you have to hold a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, you use Shem Hashem. That's a shvuah d'oraisa. But here, we're dealing with what we call a shvuah midrabanan. Shvuah midrabanan. This is what we call a shvuah midrabanan. To collect from Yesomim, the shvuah accomplishes your ability to collect. That's called a shvuas hadnotlin. And it's not considered to be a what? It is not considered to be none whatsoever. Okay? It is not considered to be at all a shvuah what? D'oraisa. Because the shvuah allows you to collect. And this fellow, Rabbi Bar Shtars, from Yitzhi read so nicely, says, I didn't want to have to take a shvuah. Now you guys will tell me, what's the big deal? What is the big deal about taking a shvuah? If you're a truthful guy, what's the big deal? It's a big deal. Very big deal. Rashi in Sefer Dvarim writes, and the Chassam Sofer has a beautiful tshuva about this, recollects of many Mar Makomos, that Shomrei Bnei Torah never want to take shvuos. Even if it's an emes, we always shy away from it. That's a Rashi quotes in Sefer Dvarim from a Medrash, and the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. I want you to get that. Despite the fact you're very confident and you know you're telling the truth, we don't want shvuos. And Rava Bar Sharsha's behavior is echoing that here. Okay? That's a very important point. I want you to get that down in your notes. He does not want to take a shvuah. He thinks he's owed the money. What's the big deal? You could say, Rebbe, let him take it. We don't feel comfortable taking shvuahs. He did not want to do it. And even if it's a shvuah d'rabbanan, we still say the same thing. Do you need Shem Hashem? Many sheet to say, maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's a machlokes. By shvuah d'rabbanan. It's not the same level. You might not have to hold a Sefer Torah. You might not have to hold tefillin. But nonetheless, we don't like taking shvuos. Whether it's a Hesses in general, we don't like it. We don't like taking shvuos at all. Okay? We don't like it. And we're going to get to that kind of Hesses, not today, but that's also in the Sugi as well. Many different Nakudas here in the Sugi. Okay? So therefore, he says, go ahead now, read it. Read in the Gemara. Go ahead, Yitzi. Excellent. So he said, you know what? The 3 years are over. And I know that was owed another $100,000. Go ahead. So I said, I'll, go ahead. What did I do? Ella what?
Ella achbashe lishtar.
It says, lo nifra, the box says, Ella bishvua. Take out that word, Ella, right? That next word, Ella. Ella achbashe. Go ahead.
Achbashe lishtar mishkanta.
So I will conceal the shtar mashkanta. Go ahead.
Ve'ochla shira zuze.
Oh, and I'll eat the worth of what? The extra $100,000. Okay, the extra, here he won't what? He won't go over $100,000 because that would be mamish gezel. Everyone hear what I'm saying? We're talking about for the second one, Zevi, right? So he's going to be very machbid. He'll only eat to $100,000. Go ahead, and why would that be good? Mehemna, if he would say, I bought it, he would be believed. Go ahead, ki aminu. Excellent. So he has a migu. Now everyone knows what a migu is. Literally the word migu means since. But migu means that since I have a better claim. I could have said that I bought the thing. He was on it for 3 years. And what's he going to do? Why was he on it for 3 years? Why was he on it for 3 years? Because why was him shtar mashkanta, right? He's going to get rid of that shtar mashkanta. He's going to hide it away. And he says, you know why I was on it? I bought it. It's my land. See, he's going to hide away that shtar mashkanta because that shtar mashkanta is contradicting the fact that he bought it land. So he's going to hide that away, that shtar mashkanta. He's going to hide away and utilize the fact that he bought it. And therefore, if he says what? L'kuchi b'yadi be believed. So therefore, when he says, I'm owed the money, also is believed. So this was a good theory that he wanted to do. It's a very fine theory. This is what he wanted to do. He wanted to avoid a shvu. This is what he wanted to do. He wanted to avoid a shvu. That was his theory in hand, to avoid a shvu. Go ahead, Yitzi. What is it? Go ahead.
Amr le, l'kucha.
So Abai said back to him, go ahead, l'kucha.
L'kucha b'yadi l'matzis amris.
L'kucha b'yadi l'matzis amris. You're not able to say I bought it. Why? There's a call that went out that it was the Asoman. Ella what?
Ella zil ahadre na'alayu.
Go return it to them. And when they become bar mitzvah, ishtoy dina ba'adayu, then you'll be able to what? Then you'll be able to what? Win and take them to a din tayr. Okay. So Abai says what he did was wrong. Fine. First of all, let us be masber as follows, okay? What does it mean there was a kol that went out? There was a kol that went out, you're not believed to say l'kuchi b'yadi. The Rashbam learns, okay? Rashbam learns that it was considered to be a what? What does the Rashbam learn, Elliot? That it was a machal. The Rashbam in Dirmaska Omer Le says beferish the following, that it was considered to be a machal. Okay? It was considered to be a machal because in order to say that I was on the land for 3 years and I bought it, David, right? There has to be no protest. Yes? But if there was a coal, if there was a coal, a rumor that went out that what? That it was the father's. The Rashbam says the coal went out right away. That's the Rashbam is learning. The coal went out right away. So according to the Rashbam, if the coal went out right away, this is the Chiddush. The coal went out right away, and therefore you are not believed. The coal went out right away, and therefore if he tries to say l'kucha b'yode, he's not believed, because ein l'cha m'cha gedol mizu. Ein l'cha m'cha gedol mizu. Rashbam learns that these 3 years, you can't just say I bought it. Because the only time you could say you bought it is when there was no protest. There was a protest. According to the Rashbam, there was a protest, okay? There was an absolute protest. So I want you guys to get this down, okay? If a guy would say l'kucha hubiyadi, would he be believed? Or would he not be believed according to Rashbam? Yes or no? Would he be believed? If he would say l'kucha hubiyadi according to Rashbam, would he be believed? No, he would not be believed. Because why? If you squat on a piece of land for 3 years and you say it's mine, I bought it, you're believed if there was no protest. But there was a protest. So you are not believed. According to the Rashbam. You are not believed. Oh. Now, according to Tosfos, look at Tosfos in the first line there, because I just want you to see the first line. Yitzi, Dir Masko Lakucha. Read that first line. Lakuchi. Guys, take a look at that first line. The fourth Tos on the Yom. Go ahead, Lakucha.
Lakuchi biyade lomatis amris.
Go ahead.
Avagav di habe amar lakuchi biyade.
Period. That's amazing. What is Tosus right? If you would have said Lakuchu biyadi, what? He would be believed. He would be believed. That's amazing. If he would have said Lakuchu biyadi, he would be believed. Why would he be believed? Oh. So one possibility is to say, I want you to get this, that according to Tosus, according to Tosis, his amazing Chiddush, Tosis cholek on the Rashbam and says that if the Ma'ar himself is Moichah, fine, the Machs has got to be careful of the Shtar. But a Kol does not tell me that you got to be careful with the Shtar. Tosis learns. Ein l'cha m'cha gedol mizu. Tosis argues on that. He says, no, Kol lo minatzeach. The coal would not be menatzeach. If he would say the kuchav yad, he would win. So, Alan, why does he lose here? Someone tell me. Why does he lose here? David. According to Tosus, if he says the kuchav yad, he would win. The coal does not win. So why, Taka, does he lose here, Rav Bar Sharsham? Because why? Did he actually say the kuchav yad? No. No, he wants to use it as a migu. Why isn't that a good migu? Because a migu de ha'aza. It's a chutzpedik migu. Because there's a kol. Migu de ha'aza lo amrinin. Migu de ha'aza lo amrinin. Adam, you follow me? Because this kol, there's a kol out there. This migu is a chutzpedik migu. He never would have said such a thing because it's against the kol. But wrong, if he would have said it, he would have been believed. Rashbam says, no, he wouldn't have been believed because in other words, it's a fundamental machlaikis. Please, guys, let's get it. It's a fundamental machlaikis. Fundamental. Whether a kol wins or not, if the guy himself is moicha. So it could very well be, according to the Rashbam, only if the ma'ar himself is moicha, Tosis says. Not according to Rashbam, according to Tosis. Only if the ma'ar himself is moicha, then you have to be careful with the shtar. But a kol does not make a guy to be careful with the shtar. A kol does not generate that a guy has to be careful with the shtar. A kol does not win. And therefore, if the kol does not win, the only reason why he loses Rav Rosh Hashanah, because as a migu, it's not a good migu. Eitan, you follow me? Whereas according to Rashbam, if you said lakuchu biyada, you wouldn't be believed either. Because it's a machah. And you guys asked me, when did the kol erupt or emerge? When did the kol erupt and emerge? In the middle of the father's life. According to this interpretation, Tosis, I want you to get it down. Both the Rashbam agree when the kol came out. They both agree when the kol came out. The kol came out while the father was alive. The Rashbam takes it that the kol came out to the degree in the chamacha gadol mizu, and therefore what? And therefore, even if you said lekuchu biyada, you wouldn't be believed. Tosos says no. The kol doesn't win. I mean, the kol doesn't win, and therefore he would have won if he would have said lekuchu biyada. Where's your shtar? I don't need a shtar. Because against the kol, you win. Against the shtar, you win. Against the kol, you win. So therefore, the kol does not what? The kol does not win against what? Against the fact that he said lekuchu biyada. But as a migu, it doesn't work because the kol creates a migu da'aza. Migu da'aza lo amrinin. It's not his, so he can't use it as a migu. Please get this, but they both, the Rashbam and Tosis, will agree that the kol came out at the same time within the 3 years. This is one interpretation of Tosis. This is 2A, we're going to call it. But then there's 2B. Please get it. Then there's 2B. 2B, it's possible to say as follows. And who says this? The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Sma. The Sma and Choshe Mishnah, Simin Kuf Mem Tesifkot Lama Dalet say that Tosfos says also a kol is a macha. Kol is also a macha. The Sma, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Sma. Kol, Gam Kain, macha. The kol also is a protest. And you would not be able to say Lekuch HaBiyari. The kol also is a what? Is a protest. The kol also is a protest. Since the kol also is a protest, if he would say lekuchu biyada, he also wouldn't be believed. He would not be believed if he said lekuchu biyada. So what's the pshat in Tosus? Tosus says the kol came out when? After the 3 years. Kol yatsa acharei shalosh shanim. And therefore, if he says lekuchu biyada, he wins. Because he had it for 3 years. And he doesn't have to show the shtar. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Nafak la kala de ka'achal ara diyasme. Let me ask you, Yitzi, when you read the Gemara, when it says nafak la kala de ka'achal ara diyasme, is that mashma the kol came out immediately now or a long time ago? What would you say? What would you say when you read the Gemara? Nafak la kala. I would say it came out now, no? I would say the lashon of the Gemara is mashma the kol came out now. After the death of the father, no? That's what I would say. I think the Lashon HaGemara is more meduyuk like 2B, like the Rabbeinu Yonan said. So please, guys, get it down. According to 2B, there's a machlokstin Rashbam and Tosis when the kol emerged and surfaced. Did the kol come out during the life of the father? Or did the kol come out after the death of the father? And after the 3 years? So you'll ask me, then, Rebbe, according to 2B, so why is he what? Why does he lose? Migu what? Nigudaza. Still a Nigudaza. Excellent, Daniel. Still a Nigudaza. Still a Nigudaza. Tosfos Shita is, if he says Lekucha B'yada, he's believed. As a Migu, it's not good, because a Nigudaza. The question is, what's the pshat, though? Why, if he says Lekucha B'yada, are you believed? So 2A says, because a Kol loses. Kol doesn't win. Lekucha B'yada beats out a Kol. 2B says, the reason Lekucha B'yada means because he had it for 3 years. The Kol came out after the 3 years. Anytime you squat on a land for 3 years, you don't need your star anymore. This is the chiddush that we want to suggest. Now, you got to ask yourself, and this is a very important shot, you got to ask yourself, in 2A, okay, in 2A, I want you to get this, in 2A, what's the machlekes all about? Does a kol win or does a kol lose? According to Rashbam, a kol is registered as a macha. According to Tosa, it doesn't. What's the machlekes all about? So I think you just got to suggest, how seriously do we take a kol? Do you treat a kol like mamish, like what? That's like an Anan Sahadi? Do you treat a kol like it's an Anan Sahadi that it registers as a protest pretty soon? No, it's just a rumor. It's not Adis, it's just a rumor. And the truth of the matter is, I didn't have to keep my star around. Question is, to what degree are you going to take a kol really, really seriously? That's the issue. Rashbam takes it really seriously. That it's automatic lodges a protest. The Tosfos doesn't take kol that seriously. Okay? I mean, it takes it seriously to make it enough of a migu what? Migu da'aza. But it's not enough to what? It's not enough to say that what? Oh, you should have kept your star around. And if you would have said lakucha b'yada, you would have been believed. This is the machlokes between what we have between the Rashbam and the Tosfos. So what emerges, please get this, is two different... Pshatim. Why Lekuchi B'yadi? Rav Bar Sharsham lost according to Abai. The question is, why did he lose? Why did he lose? He definitely lost. Rashbam said he really lost. Even if he would have said Lekuchi B'yadi, he wouldn't have been believed. He wouldn't have been believed because why? It's automatic a protest. It registers as automatic protest. Ein lecha mecha gedolim mizu. And even if he says it, it's not good. Tosfos in 2a says, no, the truth of the matter is a kol loses, and if he would have said lekuchi b'yada, he would have been believed. Why is it not good as a migu? Because the kol creates enough that it's a migu daza. 2b says, please guys get that down. According to 2b, it's a machloikis matai yatsa hakol. That's 2b. Matai yatsa hakol. When did the kol emerge? That's the machloikis in Rashbam and Tosfos. El, do you follow me? You got a klor? Elliot and Ellie. Ellie's right behind you. Okay? Oh. Okay. Yes, Michael, go ahead.
If the coal counts as a machal, then why do you need a migodaza altogether? The coal should reject
I'll tell you what. Good question, Michael. Why? Because when did the coal come out?
Why does it make a difference?
No, because when did the kol come out? After the 3 years. We have a principle, once you squat on land for 3 years, you can have all the kols you want in the world. It's mine. I don't need a star. It's a very good point. That's why 2B says the machlokas shifts to when the kol was. Now, I want to just add one point out. Please get it, guys. Let's get it. Let's get this klor. Oh. Didn't I tell you, Yitzi, that the simplest reading of Gemara is like the kol came out now? What are you going to do according to the Rashbam? How would the Rashbam read the Gemara? What do you think? How would the Rashbam read the Gemara? If you hold the kol existed all the way from the beginning, how do you read the Gemara? So I want you to get this. Rabbi Yonah quotes Rabbi Hananel, who says like the Rashbam, that the kol began from the very beginning. If the kol began from the beginning, how do you read the Gemara? It says, Nafakala, Masri came out now. Please get it. You know what the Gemara says? Nafakala means this is the end of the kol. This is the end of the kol. Meaning, the kol's been out there for a long time. And the Gemara's just saying, the kol's come out, and this is the end of the kol. The father has died already, but the kol existed when the father what? Father was still alive. That's the way he reads the Gemara. Okay? There was a kol all the time. But the tequila's kol was started while the father was alive. Father died, unfortunately, and the kol has continued that this is the land of the Yorsim. So I want you to just add that on. Rabbi Yonah says that's how the Rashbam would read the Gemara. That the kol has existed the whole time. I'm going to say Rashbam, Yatsa Miyad, Yatsa, Kol Yatsa, Bechaye Ha'av, right? The Tosfos, according to 2b, the Zol 2b, Kol Yatsa, this is the word Kol, Kol Yatsa, the Kol Yatsa, Achare Misa, which is Achare Shalosh Shanim. Okay? All right. Now, I want to stress, you guys, chazer every night if you can, or chazer in the morning before you begin, every morning. If you have questions, you can ask me, you ask Yossi, you can ask Rav Asher. We go slow, we want to get everything good, everything clear, okay? All right. So we have this so far. So it's two pshatim so far now, okay? Let's add on two more in the pshat and the gemara, okay? Let's add on two more in the pshat and the gemara. Three, we'll call it. Okay? Three. Now, I just want to, before we go to three and four, if I would ask you guys, okay, what do we just explain? What Abaye said, why Rav Bar Sharsham lost. Rav Bar Sharsham was an Amir. He was a Halig Amir. What did he hold? If I would ask you, what did he hold, plug it in. What would you say according to Rashbam? What would you say according to Rashbam? You got to plug in. There are two Shittas in the Gemara, right? Rav Bar Sharsham against Abaye. What did he hold? So obviously, he must have held that what? That the kol does not what? That the kol is not registered as a machal, right? You just got to plug that in. What we did was explain Abaye. If I ask you guys, what does Rav Bar Sharsham say according to Rashbam? He'll say, don't give me this svara that ein lecha machal gedol mizu. You have to actually what? Protest. Kols don't register what? Protests. If I'd ask you 2a, what does Rav Bar Sharsham say? What does Rav Bar Sharsham say? The kol is what? Kol loses. For sure it doesn't register at all. Right? What did you say? Yes! Very excellent, Alan. Rav will say Migudaz Amrinan. Yes, we do say Migudaz. In other words, in a Hanami, if he would have said Migu, if he would have said Lekucha Biyadi, Alan, he would have been believed. Why isn't that good as a Migu? Migudaz Amrinan. That's a Baye. Rav Bar Sharsham says Migudaz Amrinan. Okay, what? Patient. I want you to set it up. So Yitzhu was bothering me in Seder. He was saying, not bother me, ask him. Bother's good bother. All kashas are good. He's saying, Rebbe, what kind of migu? Every migu is a migudaz. It's not true. What causes the migudaz here? There's a kol. In a vacuum, migus are not always chutzpahdik. Right? No, Yitzhu was asking me in Seder. He says, what do you mean? Every migu is a haza. What is a migu? I have claim A. I made claim A. I could have said claim B. I believe I claim A. Claim B is not always chutzpahdik. Here it's chutzpahdik because it's against a kol. Let me just say it right now. If you say like this, that the machlokis is migu dehaz or not, what were the two approaches we have to migu? Guys, I want you to get this, the new fellows, it's not hard. There are two approaches to migu. Believe me on claim A, because I could have made a better lie, or I could have made a better claim. So therefore, believe me on claim A, it's a birur. Birur means it's slam dunk, I'm telling the truth. I made claim A, I made claim one. I could have made claim two. Believe me on claim one, because claim two was a better claim, and I didn't make that claim. It's a biru. It's a biru clarification that I am saying the truth. It's nemonis. Biru and nemonis are the same word. Synonymous. The other approach is what we said is called koach hataina. What does that mean? You streamline the believability. I'm believed on B. So streamline that believability from B and streamline it to what? To A. Streamline it from 2 to 1 and I'm believed. It's not Birur. It's not Emes. But we win. I win. It's like you have an army, we always say. You got thousands of tanks. Because you have 1,000 tanks, you're going to win. The guys run away. The other side. You didn't have to shoot one gun because I have the koyach. It's like I have in my back pocket other claims. So I have in my back pocket other claims, so I'm believed on a claim one. Because I had claim two in my back pocket. So maybe you could say, Yitzi was asking, if it's birur, then what? Migu what? Migu dehaza lo what? Migu dehaza lo what? Lo amrinin. I could have made a better what claim? I never would have made it, that claim, because I'm scared it's chutzpahdik. If you hold birur, then migu dehaza lo amrinin. If I hold koch atayinin, then what? Then it works. Then migu dehaza amrinin. Because the truth of the matter is, I don't care whether it's chutzpahdik. The bottom line is that I what? Is that I can streamline from what? From 2 to 1. Migu dehaza amrinin. Koch atayinin. Migu dehaza amrinin. I would say it works. Okay? So that's Ngabi 2 what? 2A. What about 2B? What about 2B? The machlokus is whether what? Whether the coal what? When the coal came out, right? According to Rashbam, the coal came out earlier, and it went, and it's considered to be a machah. Tosos agrees to that. The only thing is, Michael, the coal came out when? After the 3 years. So what's the machlokus again? Nigudaz Amrin and Lormin, same way. 2B will say that's the same as for the machlokus Rav Bar Sharshim and Abaye. Okay? The machlokas will be whether you see a migu da'aza or not. 2A and 2B will say that's the machlokas. Number 1 will say is what? What do we say number 1 will say? What do we say number 1 will say? Is a kol what? I couldn't hear you. What? Is it considered to be what? A kol considered... I couldn't hear what you said. What did you say? Is the kol considered to be a machar or not? Right. According to Rav Bar Sharshim, it is. Yeah, according to Rav Bar Sharshim, it is not. According to Tosis, it is. That's good for the machlokes. According to Tosis, it is considered to be what? It is considered to be what? And therefore, if you said it, you would have been what? You would have been believed. And in this machlokes, migud azal lo amrinin. Okay. Now let's go to 3 and 4. Two other pshatim, how to learn up the pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Let's get it. The third pshat is from the Ramban. The Ramban writes as follows. And this is like a Tosis in Baba Kama, on Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Goes as follows. Since there was a kol from the very outset that this was the father's, it's like there are Adim for the Marakama. If you have a machzik, a squatter against a Marakatna who's a cotton, are you able to bring Adim or not? The Marakama is the previous owner. He's a katan. You have Adim that you are a muchzik on the land. Can you bring Adim against the Marakama as a katan? There's a klal that says in Baba Kama, Dafkuf Yud Beis, get it? Ein Mekablin Adis Shalo Bifnei Baldin. You cannot collect, you cannot accept Adis Shalo Bifnei Baldin. It's not fair. You can't testify against a litigant if he's not there in Beis Din. A katan is like he's not there. He can physically be there, but he cannot speak for himself. He doesn't know what's flying. Ein Mekablin Adis Shalo Bifnei Baldin. You're a squatter. You have Adim that it was your land. The coal went out originally that it was the father's. That's what the Ramban says. Then the father dies. You have Adim, right? Neged the Marakatna. Neged the Marakama was a cotton there. You sold him. Noah, can you win? You can't win. Because it's Ein Mekabel Ein Shalobif Nei Baldin. Even if you're a muchzik, this is what I want to stress. Af, I'm going to underline. Af she'atah. Muchzak. Even if you're a muchzak. You're a muchzak. I don't care. Abaye screams at Rava Bar Sharshim and says, Rava Bar Sharshim, what are you doing? You're against the coal. And the coal came out originally. So if the coal came out originally, he says very beautifully, he says the truth of the matter is, it's considered like Eide Marakama, and the machzik is like what? Is like Negan Marakamu's a cotton. And you can't bring Eide Chazaka. You can't bring Eide Chazaka. Okay? This is what the Ramban writes is a svar in Abaye. These are four pshat. I'm going to write down Abaye. This is the third shot we're saying in Abaye. He said, you know what, Rav Bar Shashim, you are wrong. The kol was there originally, and the kol is like Edom for the Marakama. And therefore, if there's like Edom Marakama, a machzik against a machzik, a squatter against Edom, that against Edom for the Marakama is a cut and is nothing. What do you mean? I have everything, he says. You have nothing. Because until he's a cotton, is a cotton. Aim the cow. But I'm machzik it. I'm on it. I don't care. Not acceptable. Following, Michael? The coal came out originally. The coal came out originally, yes, because of course it makes a difference. If the coal came out later, he would win. Right? The coal will come out later. The Ramban says he's not believed to say. Lakua chubiyani. Tosas said, "What?" That's why I read only the first line of Tosas. If you say lakua chubiyani, Tosas said you believe. Rashi said you're not believed. The Ramban will also say, "Lamai said you're not believed too. You're not believed to lakua chubiyani." But the teretz is because why you're not believed? Because there's a klal ein makav even lahachzik ein makav leedish lo b'fnei baldin. You follow me, Sammy? You got this? That's the chiddush. Now, what are you guys going to ask me? What does what? What does Rav Bar Sharsham hold? Please get this down. So, I'll give it to you Blue Netter tomorrow. If you look in the Rush in our Gemara, the Rush says lahachzik, it's fine. The Rush holds lahachzik is good. Lahachzik is makablin. You're makabel edus. Makablin edus shelo b'fnei baldin. Because it's not as bad, it's not as drastic, guys, if you're holding on to the land. And the Rush says, Rav Bar Shash says, I'm holding on to the land. I'm not being motziyit. You follow me? That's the machlekes. Are you considered to be a motzi or not? Everyone agrees you're considered to be a muchzik. You're on the land. But does this klal apply even by a muchzik? That's how the Ramban will learn. Rav Bar Shash will learn like I hold like the Rush. Abaye says, no, we'll hold like the Ramban. So this is number three. Three in total. Okay? That's number three. That's the third shot we have. Just in the Gemara. To understand what the Machlokes is. Zev, you got me? And lastly, number four. Fourth shot. What's this Machlokes? Number four is the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah Os Nun Aleph says that Rav Bar Sharsham held like the Rush. Okay, I'm going to write down. This is the Yad Ramah Os Nun Aleph. Rav Bar Sharsham held like the Rush, like we just said. Rav Bar Sharsham was like the Rush. So therefore it's good. Lahafsik. Do you know what Abaye holds? Abaye says, since there's a coal that went out that always was the father's, you're not a muchzuk. You become a what? You become a motzi. You become a motzi. The coal transforms. Transformation. Abaye says the coal is mahapech to be considered to be mahapech, makes you into a what? Motzi. Mahapech, otcha, oto, lios, to be a motzi. And therefore, everyone agrees, ein mekablin edus, yitzi, when you're a motzi, ein mekablin edus, nu, shalo, ein mekablin edus, shalo b'fnei baltin, exactly. Everyone agrees if you're motzi. That's a b'feirush of Gemara and Bava Kama. Question is, does it apply to muchzuk? Machlokes Rosh Ramban. So this is a fourth shot. Rav Bar Sharsham held like the Rush. You're a muchzuk. It's fine. No problem. I said, what are you talking about? Because there was a kol, we considered it to be a motzi. And therefore, ein mekablin eshul b'fnei baltin. It's a fourth shot. No, you got me? Oh. So I want to say chiddush. Let's say chiddush. Want to say a chiddush? What's the chiddush? I want to say as follows. What's this machlokes all about? Does a coal have the power to what? To transform something
that you're no longer a muchzuk, but now you're considered to be a what? A motzi. Abayi says yes. What do you think Rava Bar Sharshim says to that? A kol is what? A kol is what? Bogus, yeah, just bogus. Bogus. Has no koich to be a transformer. So, what do I want you to connect this to? Where do we also say similarly that it's a machlokes how powerful a kol is? Exactly. When we talk about this concept of what? When we talk about this concept of what the machlokes is all about, whether a kol is strong, what do we say number one was? What do we say number one was? Ein lecha macha gedola mizu. According to number one, right? The way we should say it is according to, I'm sorry, 2A, let's say. 2A, right? How do we say 2A is? What's the machlokas by 2A? If he says, lakuchu biyadi, he's believed, yes? Why is he believed? Isn't there a kol? The kol is considered to be what? The kol is considered to be bogus. If he would have said lakuchu biyadi, 2A holds, he says he would be believed. The kol is not strong enough. The Rashbam says that what? Remember we said that was the machlokas in Rashbam and Tosfos? What's the machlokas between 1 and 2A? Between Rashbam and Tosfos? What do we say it was? Look, Rashbam says a kol's automatically an automatic what registers as an automatic macha, because a kol's gavaltik. It's like an anan sahadi. What does Tosfos hold? That if you see lekuch biyadi, you believe. The kol loses. Lo minatzeach. I should write lo minatzeach. Does not win. Lo minatzeach doesn't win. Why doesn't it win? Because a kol is not an anan sahadi. So I was thinking to myself, that's very similar to the way the Riyad Ramon learns up the Gemara. Is a kol strong enough to transform you from being a muksuk to be a motzi? Abayi says yes. Rabbi Bar Sharshim says no. That's very similar to the way we explain the machlokes in Rashbam and Tosfos. How powerful is a kol? Is a kol so strong like it's anan sahadi that it can register an automatic? That's the Rashbam. That's exactly the way Riyad Ramon learns up Abayi. But Rabbi Bar Sharshim in the Yad Ramah learns the way Tosfos says that the kol is not menatzeh. This, I want to link these two together. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush we want to say today. What's the linchpin? Linchpin is how you view a kol. To what degree do you view a kol? Do you view a kol as it's mamish anantzadi mamish or not? That's the issue. That's the issue at hand here. Is it so strong? If it's so strong, it's automatic. Bai says, you lose, Rabbi Bar Sharshim. Finished. You lose. Ein lecha macha gedola mizu. Tosfos jumped on that and says, what are you talking about? If you would have said lekuch biyadi, you would be believed. A kol can't register a macha, only if the guy himself registered the macha. That machlokis is how you view, how powerful is a kol. Same thing. Can a kol transform you into being a motzi, from being a muksuk, or not? The Adramah held that the kol was yotze miyad. Kol is Yotze Miyad. There's no doubt that Kol is Yotze Miyad, according to the Adramah. The Kol is definitely Yotze Miyad. There's no doubt. Question is, does it transform you into a motzi? Abayi says this, Rabbi Bar Sharshim, that's speaking volumes about what the koichus of a Kol is. What's the strength here of a Kol? That's what it's discussing. I mean, it's the same way that we said the Rashbam. Rashbam, how does Rashbam explain the machlokes of Abayi and Rabbi Bar Sharshim himself? Do you say it's automatic registers a macha? That's Abayi. Rabbi Rosh Hashanah say, no, it doesn't. Kol's not as powerful. That's exactly what Tosfos picked up on. You, Rashbam's Pshat Abayi, I think that's faulty. If you say the kol could be out of your belief, the kol's bogus. So then everyone, Michael asks, so why is Abayi say he loses? Because Miguda's a long reading. And Rabbi Rosh Hashanah's Miguda's a long reading. You follow me? That's the Nakuda. So I want to link these four. So there are four pshatim, guys. Machlokes are pshat in the Gemara between Rava Bar Sharshim and Abaye. Four different pshatim. What did it mean? And what emerges is, actually I should say five, because we have 2A and 2B, and then answer the question you guys asked in the beginning of Shir. When did the kol emerge? Well, according to 2B, that's good for the machlokes. According to 2A, they both agree that the kol emerges immediately. Okay? Now there's one more nekuda. Then I want to get to halachim, okay? Speak a little bit about my father-in-law, okay? And we'll get to halachim.
One more nakud I want to mention. Okay. I just want to also point out, let's just get this, that the Rambam, writes like the Rush. In Pirik Yud Beis, let's get it down, Hilchos Ma'avo V'lo V'lo Chazayin. Shema Machzik Mevi Eri Chazaka Mahani Afshe Morakatin Hu Katin. Kemavur B'magi Mishnah. Meaning, that despite the fact that the Morakam is a Katin, Yitzi, the squatter can win with Edom. The Machzik can win. Whose Shita was that? You tell me? That's the Rush. The Rush, exactly, guys. Excellent. The Ran says like this in Ksubis also. Hachzik Mekablin Eri Shalom B'fnei Baldin. This is Beferish, okay? The Kabbalin in Tosin Baba Kama says it's wrong. Kuf Yud Beis Min Dimaska Aval says that's not true. He says even Lahaksik, it's not acceptable. It Tosin in Kuf Yud Beis Min Baba Maska in Baba Kama rather Dimaska Aval. Okay, that's what the Shach writes in Simin Kuf Yud Sifkot and Ted Vav. That's how he's Masber the Pshat that Tosis Lamaisa holds like this Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Tosus holds like this halacha lemaisa. Fine. All right, we got that. So Tosus will hold like this sheet of what? Like this sheet of the Ramban. I'm gonna write down. It's Tosus and Baba Kama as well, and that's what the Shachar. Tosus and Baba Kama. Okay, and the Rambam is like the Rush. You get that Rambam? Where was it? Hilchos Torah Nunitan. Where do we say it was? Excellent. Yud Beis Zayin 12. Yud Beis Zayin 12. 7 Malchut Life. Okay, very good. One more point, and then we go to halacha. The Nachlas Moshe points out Tosfos could have said the following. In the bottom Tosfos by us, what did Tosfos say, Yitzi? You read it very nicely. What was the timeline? The call was that it was the Yisomans. If the call was that it was the fathers, what's the big deal? Oh, I agree it's the fathers, but I just bought it. Right? That's what Tosfos said. Correct? Okay. The Nachlas Moshe just points out, I want you to get it, points out very interestingly enough, he says, what happens if the kol was 2 years before the father died? 2 years before the father died, meaning you were only on it 2 years while the father was alive. Would you be acceptable to say lekuch biyadi? No, you wouldn't. Tosfos could have said that case as well. I just want you to get that. Because the Gemara writes in Ksubis and Daf Yud Zayin, Ein, very good, Ein machzikin, b'nichsei katan. I want you to get that. If the father was only alive the first 2 years he squatted, and then he died, you'd be finished. You would not be able to say lekuach ubiyadi. So I just want you to know, if I would ask you guys, give me another case where you would not be able to say lekuach ubiyadi. So what was Tosa's case? Where the call came out that it was the orphans. Okay, no problem. The call came out that it was the orphans. You're not able to say that you bought it because it's the orphans. The call is saying it's the orphans. I'll give you another case. The call came out 2 years in that you were eating on it for 2 years and then the father died. Also, you wouldn't be able to say the kuch biyadi because you only had it for how many years? 2 years. That's why I said the example I gave from the initiation would be 3, right? 3 years. That's when Riyitzi read so nicely. The Mashkanta, you were on it for 3 years. You were on it for 3 years. If it was 2 years, it wouldn't be good. So I'm just saying, I want you to get that klal. The Nachlas Moshe just points out, Tosfos could have given another tzir. Tzir means a case where you wouldn't be able to what? Where you wouldn't be able to say lekuach ubiyadi because you only had it 2 years. You can't, if you squat on land, you have to be there 3 years. You can't just say, I bought it. If I bought it, give me your star. If you say you were 3 years, 3 years, you don't have to watch your star. The Gemara we learned last on Daf Lev Tes says, you don't have to watch your star. No one watches their star more than 3 years. If you're there for 3 years, that's fine. But if you say you're only there for 2 years, not enough. Ein machzikin nichzikon. Okay? So that would have been another scenario. Fine. Okay, let's go to halacha. Okay, let's go to halacha. I'm going to speak a little bit about my father-in-law. Okay, now, tomorrow, I'll give you more. Because we have so many...